You're with Hobber and Hing on Triple J.
We're going to play a moment here where you are about to get back into the water with sharks and talking about how you were feeling the night before. And it sounds like, you know, now you seem quite relaxed. I mean, you're on land, so nothing to be worried about.
Yeah.
You sound pretty terrified here.
Yeah, didn't sleep that great last night. Sort of was had a few things going over in the mind. I don't know if it was excitement or fear or what. This would be the biggest shark that I've swum with outside of a cage, which is, it's a little nerve-wracking.
I mean, given how traumatic the attack in 2015 must have been, what was that moment like getting back into the water right then?
Yeah, look, it was funny because we did the tiger sharks and I was like, awesome, we're done. Yes, it's a wrap, guys. We're going home. And then the team's like, let's get in with tiger sharks. And let's get in with something huge. And I'm just like, no, I'm good. I'm done. I'm sweet. I don't want to push the boundaries. And they're like, no, let's do tiger sharks. And I'm like, oh no. So I had to go and go back and into my room and go through all the things. Like, am I going to be safe? And is this really worth it? And I promised my fiance and my family that I won't do anything stupid. But yeah, I went in.
Do you think it's changed the way you surf or go back in the water now? Because I know there's a moment in the doco where you're talking about some of the effects that, you know, the 2015 moment had on you. You know, if you had friends behind you splashing you, it made you a bit jumpy. You know, all very reasonable fears, I would have thought, given the circumstances. But has any of that changed?
Look, if people still splash behind me, I still freak out. I think I can, you know, learning on this journey, I feel like I can read the signs a little bit better. In saying that, I probably, you know, things can happen so fast. Like, you're not going to be sitting there and reading these signs. You go, oh, okay, everyone in, there might be a shark or anything like that. But I still am really cautious of what I see in the water. And, not much has changed, although I just sort of feel like if I do see a shark, it's like, oh, it's okay. I think it's moving that way rather than, all right, let's go in.
Wow. The other thing I saw that you were doing was you went diving with a friend of ours, Amy Shark. Just shark on shark.
Amy, yeah.
This could be a new career for you after surfing, you know, just sort of getting people who are afraid of sharks in the water with sharks as someone who's gone through that experience and kind of like coping them through it, you know?
Oh, I don't want to push fate.
Why tempt it? Why Smart. Tempt it?
Smart. Well, you can catch.
Look, as I said, I'm done.
Fair enough.
Koalas next. That could be your next documentary.
Yeah, they're cute.
You can catch Mick Fanning's documentary, Save This Shark. It's on National Geographic Australia starting tonight, Tuesday, 7:30. Mick Fanning, thanks so much for taking the time to chat Triple J.
No worries, guys. Thanks for the fun interview.
You're with Hobber and Hing on Triple J.